Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Though you may not have noticed, the 2012 Massachusetts congressional campaigns are picking up steam. The congressional districts here are newly redrawn this year, which some think will make for some competitive races between incumbent Democrats and their Republican challengers. For more, we turn to WBUR's political team, our political analysts, Democrat Dan Payne and Republican Todd Domke. We started by asking Todd whether Republicans see an opportunity to break the Democrats' long stranglehold on congressional seats in the state.
Well, what makes it more hopeful this year, obviously, is Senator Scott Brown being in a very competitive race with Elizabeth Warren. If that were not the case, then Republicans would be in trouble because Romney is not expected to carry Massachusetts for president. So a lot of Republicans are going to be like Scott Brown. They're going to try to sound like Scott Brown, and they're going to hope he has coattails for them.
You know, if the Republican Party in Washington is serious about where it puts its money, I don't think Massachusetts would be very high up on the list.
All right. Well, let's talk about a district where Republicans think they have a shot at unseating the Democratic incumbent. And I'm talking about the 6th Congressional District, where the Democrat John Tierney faces Republican Richard Tesei. Tesei, a 26-year veteran of the state legislature. Tierney has been dogged by questions ever since his wife pleaded guilty to helping her brother falsify tax returns in relation to an offshore gambling ring. Is Patrice Tierney an albatross around John Tierney's neck?
Well, 6 months before the election, this is an issue. Now, the congressman argues he knows nothing about it, but that makes some wonder how he could be so clueless about what's going on in his own household. After all, he is a member of the House Committee on Oversight. His job is to be a watchdog. It might not be a key issue come November, but for now it's a key reason Tierney is thought to be vulnerable and why the district is targeted by the National Republican Congressional Committee. The other half of the equation, though, is Richard Tesei being so unusually well qualified for a challenger.
Dan.
Well, John Tierney had to deal with this problem a couple of years ago when he ran, and yet he won comfortably, won by almost 14 points. And Tesei has problems in his family. His sister was arrested for cocaine possession, and even though they're thought to be fairly close, he claimed he didn't know anything about it. And Tesei is not as moderate as he would like us to think. He's got a very conservative position on taxes, on spending for social programs.
He is an interesting candidate, though. He's openly gay, supports gay marriage, has received national backing from Republican backers of gay rights. Will he be an effective candidate in trying to court independence in that district?
I think so. Full disclosure, I worked for John Tierney in 1996. I haven't since. But I think the issue of gay rights and various other related topics will not be part of the campaign, knowing what John Tierney thinks and believes and also what that district believes. I don't think it'll handicap him in any way.
Well, I think to say being a social moderate and being gay helps break the stereotype of Republicans as being always conservative on social issues. But being a gay Republican in Congress, to say, would be seen as a new leader for moderates, and independents of the district might see that as a real positive.
Let's talk about what will likely be the most closely watched congressional race in Massachusetts this year, in the 4th District, where Democrat Joseph Kennedy III has already raised $1.3 million in the first 3 months of this year, reportedly more than any other first-time Massachusetts congressional candidate ever, and more than almost all the House incumbents so far this year. His Republican opponents, Sean Bealot and Elizabeth Childs, have raised $175,000 and $43,000, respectively. Is this seat a lock for Kennedy, Dan Payne?
Yes. Even with the new towns that have been added and some of the old towns that have been subtracted, it is still a solidly Democratic, liberal district. It's going to be difficult for Bealot or Childs to muster a campaign from the outside. Neither one of them is really part of the political system in that district.
Now, usually when a candidate has raised unprecedented sums of money like this, an opponent can make that an issue, asking what the special interest donors expect to receive for their contributions. But most of Kennedy's money has been raised by family members. So if the GOP candidates can't beat him on fundraising or fame, they need a strong message. But since they have a primary fight to worry about. They're limited how much time and money they could spend on a message of contrast with Joe K. III. So the practical solution would be for one of them to withdraw from the race.
There's a myth about that Sean Bilat ran a great campaign last time. Well, he raised $3 million, and Barney Frank won that race by 11 points. I don't think Bilat is going to be much of a threat to any Democrat in that district.
Todd, as Dan pointed out, Bilat lost to Barney Frank by 11 points. Is Joseph Kennedy III an even bigger challenge?
Well, Barney Frank had a lot of negatives, personally and politically, and conservatives around the country were very motivated to send contributions to Bilat. But Joe K. III, while having a famous last name, is largely unknown, and he doesn't have Frank's negatives. He's not insulting people or sounding arrogant. And if he were elected, conservatives assume he wouldn't have the seniority and clout to get things done, especially in a Republican Congress. So he's not viewed as a big threat by conservatives out of state.
Let's go on to the 9th District, encompassing Cape Cod and the islands, part of the South Coast and the South Shore. Bristol County District Attorney Sam Sutter is taking on Democratic Congressman Bill Keating, who currently represents the 10th District, but has to move over to the 9th because the 10th was eliminated, essentially under redistricting. And Republican Christopher Sheldon of Plymouth has entered the race as well. But first, let's talk about the Democratic primary. Who has the upper hand here? Bill Keating, who's the incumbent, or Sam Sutter, who's the district attorney and well-known in the district?
Well, I hate to reduce it to dollars and cents, but that's what it comes down to. Bill Keating has about $400,000 in the bank right now, and Sutter has about $22,000. So he's being outraised, let's say, 10 to 1. And in a Democratic primary, you better be able to make the case why an incumbent member of Congress must be removed. And that's difficult to do when you're working with that kind of financial problem.
It's been a very unexciting contest so far, which is the way an incumbent likes to keep it. Unexciting means no controversy. No controversy means no reason to fire the incumbent. So Congressman Keating hopes to keep this a fundraising race rather than a publicized race. And then he'll hope to win his party primary in the final months by outspending the challenger, Sam Sutter. The Republican is a 33-year-old businessman, Chris Sheldon. He's got a lot of work to do, but the district is pretty good for a Republican in Massachusetts. And he doesn't have the baggage that the last Republican nominee had, Jeff Perry, who got 42% of the vote. But to win, Sheldon needs the Democrat Sutter to diminish Congressman Keating in the Democratic primary, and that doesn't look too likely.
Circling back around, bottom line, at this point, does it look like the Massachusetts congressional delegation stays all Democratic, Dan Payne?
Yes. Every seat will be occupied by a member of the Blue Party.
And Todd Domke.
I think Richard Tesey will beat John Tierney in the 6th District.
Todd Domke, thanks very much.
Good to be with you.
Same to you, Dan Payne.
Always glad to help.